It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Enrollment in New Mexico's medical marijuana program has increased by more than 30% over the past year. The State Department of Health shows the number of active patients in the program was over 76,000 at the end of July. Participation in the state's medical cannabis program has grown rapidly since chronic pain and post-traumatic stress disorder were added to a list of qualifying conditions. In June, the list was expanded to include opioid use disorder, Alzheimer's disease, autism spectrum disorder, and several degenerative neurological disorders. New Mexico is close to hiring a private firm to develop a security master plan for state government buildings in Santa Fe. General Services Secretary Ken Ortiz said Wednesday his department will soon award a contract for the work to one of three firms. The selected firm will work with the State Department of Public Safety and the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. In more news, hundreds of border residents gathered in El Paso's Washington Park to rally against President Donald Trump's visit Wednesday. Fred Martino reports.
President Trump met with first responders and survivors of the mass shooting. Trump was encouraged not to visit by many, including Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who spoke at the protest. Priscilla Perez was there, too. She's of Apache and Mexican heritage. She wore a large white Indian headdress and carried protest signs that read, "Brown and Proud. We want an apology, and we will remember and recover." Perez told Texas Public Radio she feels targeted by the president's racially charged rhetoric.
Because of the color of my skin, and because of what I'm subjected to, and because of my ancestors, that's what brings me here today, along with all of the shooting that's been going on, not only in El Paso, but throughout our nation. And it's disgusting. It's a disgusting disgrace, president, that we have.
Perez says she speaks not for just one race, but for the human race. Many protesters carried signs calling for a ban on assault weapons. Richie Huerta told Houston Public Media weapons of war should not be available in the U.S.
We don't need no assault weapons. We're not fighting a war here. And now it seems like that's what it looks like with these assault weapons and everything. We don't need it. I know people need a handgun or whatever to, you know, have their own for protection and everything, but you don't need those kind of rifles here in the United States. But leave that to the Army.
Roman Payan is a U.S. Navy disabled veteran. He told Texas Public Radio his family has been in Texas since 1906, and the generations all served in the armed forces.
We served our country because we wanted to be a part of it. And now you're tying us to go back to where we came from. You are validating individuals in your rallies to shoot them. Are you putting a target on me as well? Someone who served his country?
Payan says he is a proud Mexican-American, El Pasoan, and veteran. He served in the U.S. Navy for 4 years before being injured in the Persian Gulf War. Kirsten Perez blamed the president's rhetoric for inspiring the alleged shooter, but told Houston Public Media Trump can't be held completely responsible.
You know, I mean, I know Trump isn't 100% to blame for this, that there are radicals regardless of who's in the office. However, you know, he just emboldens them, the white supremacists, to just enact their hate on unsuspecting communities like ours, and it really hurts.
El Paso Republican Party Chairman Adolfo Tellez told KRWG News that President Trump should not be blamed for the massacre. At the same time, Tellez encourages the importance of treating others with respect. This was part of his recent message on the El Paso County GOP Facebook page.
It is important to focus on teaching values and respect to all people, especially to our children. Please keep all impacted individuals in your heart.
Many protesters say they don't feel respect from President Trump, but that was not their only message. As we said, in addition to bearing signs with variations of "Trump not welcome," many also carried signs calling for an outright ban on assault weapons. Right now, that seems highly unlikely. Trump told reporters Wednesday he's optimistic about agreement on a background check bill, but said there's, quote, no political appetite for banning assault-style weapons. However, polls show strong support for banning assault weapons. A Pew Research study last year found nearly 7 in 10 Americans support such a ban. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.